Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins America.
We are young, we run green, we got tea, nice and clean. See our
Wiggins America, as you know, we talk about current events a lot, but I love talking about off-the-grid movie and streaming options, as we often talk to many people in that industry, and these are a great new option. These, I say, is really, it's just Kara. Kara Leopardo is here. She has started a new streaming network, and I said, we've got to talk, because Kara, what inspires you to say, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to start a new network. I mean, that's got to be tough.
It's definitely a heavy lift. Well, backing up just a minute, I worked in Hollywood for 17 years, commercials, print, music videos, and reality TV. My husband is a feature film producer. We left about 13 years ago when we saw that Hollywood is getting extremely progressive, extremely one-sided, when we were expected to cast based upon DEI. Imagine that 13 years ago. They didn't call it that. We were getting away from casting on talent and casting on skin color and nationality, and it just didn't feel right. So that was kind of the foundation for it. I understand the tricks and the method of the madness in Hollywood, and I knew that they're not going to buy value-driven content from a white woman with no pronouns that's married with four kids and has values. So I had no choice.
So you said, we got to just do it ourselves.
That's exactly what we said. We have four kids, and really the inspiration from knowing the tricks of the trade in Hollywood was I was really sick of walking into the room, looking at my kids and say, what are you watching? What was that? What TV show was that? What network? Oh, mom, it's for kids. I said, well, this, what kids from what planet? So it really just was born out of a need. I understood that, you know, if my kids are subjected to things that I don't feel comfortable with, that streaming platforms are saying are for kids, there had to be other families like mine. So we launched this with, you know, American-driven families that care about, you know, not exposing children to things that are inappropriate.
Kara, is this mostly kids programming then, or is it anything?
It's actually everything, but we come at it from a lens that we're great at producing and directing, and we can do that without profanity, alcohol, or sexual innuendo. So while we, you know, talk a lot about that it's safe for kids, adults enjoy our content, but if your kids walk in the room or your kids watch it, you're not going to have a heart attack about it.
Can you just tell us the name of it again, too? Because I don't even know if I did a terrible job introducing you because I didn't say the name of the platform.
So our platform is called We the Studios, inspired by those great words in our founding documents, We the People. And it's really TV for normal people or everyday Americans. So we're called We the Studios. You can find us at wethestudios.com. We have currently all original series. So everything we have on our platform is created by us. It's not made in a boardroom of a skyscraper with a whole bunch of, you know, woke liberal men with pronouns and dresses on. It's made and developed by myself and my husband, our two younger sons who are homeschooled, are also actively involved in the creative process as well.
So with We the Studios, I imagine, and, you know, I know lots of people who have an entertainment background, they weren't able to just start their own network, though. So how did you bring a bunch of people together? Because you can have the technology to just get a channel on Roku or wherever it is, but you have to produce content, too. So how exactly are you going about making these things that are not exactly cheap to make?
Yeah, it's definitely not cheap to make at all, but I could definitely say that my husband and I were wearing approximately 15 hats probably each. I think your typical episode involves about 84 people. We're at about 10. So everybody that's involved in We the Studios, they're obviously earning, you know, earning their wage, but at the same time, there's a lot of mission here because there's so many people involved that believe in what we're doing, and all of us are wearing multiple hats to get it done.
Okay, so how long have you been open?
So we launched content September of last year, so just not even a year. Well, actually, it's almost going to be a year at the end of September, and then we built it out in secret for about a year before that. So we've been going strong almost 2 years on We the Studios, launched publicly last September, and every single week we're dropping new episodes. So as you know, as it continues, every week there's more and more content on the platform. We're looking at licensing. The only problem with that is we have to watch everything because I don't trust anybody to, you know, say that, yes, this is great content for your kids. I want to, you know, make sure there's none of the things that we don't like in this country that are going to be on my platform.
Gosh, that's got to be tough because it can sneak in a line. You know, you got to really comb through that.
It does. And it's usually at episode 3. So episode 1 and 2 are wholesome. They sound great. The trailers are good. And then you get to episode 3 and then there you go. There it is. So that's kind of what we've seen with traditional networks. And that is what we see with a lot of feature films and, you know, scripted and reality and otherwise. They hook you in and then episode 3, you're like, bam, there it is.
We're talking with Cara Leopardo from We The Studios, a non-woke, bold, woke-free streaming platform with lots of free content on. I say it's free. You can get this for free, right?
It's actually not free. It's less than a cup of coffee a month, though. It's $3.99 for the entire month. So every month, it's a monthly subscription. If the numbers 1776 mean anything to you, you could also do it for an annual fee of $17.76.
That's great. So, okay, let me ask you this, because I have talked to people who, there's a desire for this. Obviously, there are a lot of people, and you're in LA, I assume, or California. There's a lot of people that are quietly saying what you are loudly saying, which is, we need this. Have you talked to a lot of people who are, yeah, they're in the industry, they don't want to say it as loud as you're saying it?
There is, and it is a little bit frustrating because, you know, there's strength in numbers, and I think a lot of ships could rise at the same time, and there's a lot of people kind of screaming what I'm screaming and saying what I'm saying, a lot of big names like Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg, but that, yet they're not doing it. I am the only one that's providing value-driven entertainment. So it's frustrating, but hopefully those guys will give me a call and give me a hand one of these days.
Cara, let's talk about some specific content that you have, because if people are listening, they're like, well, I like the idea. I like that it's there. But what do you want to promote? Like, say somebody's listening right now and you go, well, I want you to come watch this show or this movie.
So as a mom of 4 and 3 sons specifically, it's very important for me to highlight men and men in a positive light. I feel like our men are under attack. So one of my favorite shows, it's called Raising Reynolds. It's a family based in Kentucky where the dad is actually involved in raising the kids. Imagine that. He takes the girls to gymnastics, but at the same time, he's extremely masculine, and he leads his family with an iron fist. So I love this show because it shows both sides of what it takes to be a great man, provide for your family, and lead your family. So Raising Reynolds is one of our favorites at the moment.
And what about if you're listening right now and you have kids or grandkids, what would you suggest for them?
So we have another series I'm super excited about. It's called That Girl Lola, and her logline is Follow Me to Fame. Lola essentially wants to be famous, but from a value-driven standpoint. And so a lot of people have said, hey, kids shouldn't be working. Well, I mean, look at Shirley Temple. Kids in the entertainment industry is as old as time. We're always going to have pop stars that our young daughters want to look up to. So Lola is exactly that. She sings, she dances, she acts. And we actually just got a Hollywood director to produce her latest music video in series. So super excited about the series, That Girl Lola. The entire family could watch this little girl on her journey to become a famous pop star that's actually value-driven.
And I guess the last question is the most important, so we've done this right. I started it poorly, but I think we've gotten there. Where can people find We The Studios if they just want to browse what you have?
So WeTheStudios.com is our web app, so you can go on there and subscribe. You can watch all of our trailers. If it's, you know, annoying to go on the web, you can follow us on Instagram, and you can see a lot of our trailers and reels there, which is WeTheStudios on all social platforms. But to subscribe and look at all of the trailers in full, the best place would be WeTheStudios.com. We're also in the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, Roku, Fire Stick, probably a few more I'm forgetting, but we're pretty much everywhere.
That's what I was waiting for. I'm like, oh, they got to be on Roku or Apple because that's our TVs. So sounds like you're everywhere. That's great.
We are. But we can only continue to do it with support. So if you can, subscribe, scream from the rooftops that we're here. And, you know, with continued support, we can keep making more and more content. We're putting everything right back into the content and right back into the platform. So the subscription dollar really does help us make more content.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's why I've wanted to have you on is because when I see something like you're doing, I mean, A, I know it takes a lot of work. I just I commend you for sticking with it long enough to get to where you're at, where you're actually able to promote shows that you guys are making and bringing in. I mean, it's just very impressive because I know how difficult it is. So congratulations.
Wow, that actually means a lot to me because it's a really heavy lift, and I don't think people realize that. So it means a lot to me to hear you say that.
Well, you're swimming against the stream, too, so that's really great. So that's why I wanted to talk to you. Kara Leopardo, We The Studios. If you are listening to this interview and you're like, well, I like the idea of that, well, take it to the next step and check out We The Studios and see if they have anything you'd like to stream this evening or tomorrow, whatever. Just put it on your Roku like I'm going to so you can kind of click on it whenever it's there. All right.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thanks, Kara.
Thank you so much. Thanks for supporting We The Studios.
Wiggins America will be right back. Stick around.
Wiggins America.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.